moments of melody coming your way, a 5-minute capsule to send you on your way with a song. Today we're going to read that famous story of the prodigal son. We hope you'll listen carefully and let it say something to you. Then the Lord Jesus said, "There was a certain man who had 2 sons. And the youngest of these said to his father, 'Father, give me that portion of the estate which falls to me.' And so he divided his property between them. Not many days afterwards, the younger son put together all that he had and went on his travels to a far country, where he wasted his fortune in riotous living. And then when all was spent, a great famine arose in that country, and he found himself in want. Whereupon he went and attached himself to a citizen of that country, who put him on his farm to feed swine. And he would have been glad to fill his belly with husks, such as the swine used to eat, but none was ready to give them to him. Then he came to himself and said, 'How many hired servants there are in my father's house, who have more bread than they can eat? And here I am perishing with hunger. I will arise and go to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I am not worthy now to be called thy son. Treat me as one of thy hired servants.' And he arose and went on his way to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and took pity on him. Running up, he threw his arms around his neck and kissed him. When the son said, 'Father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee. I am not worthy now to be called thy son,' the father gave orders to the servants, 'Bring out the best robe and clothe him in it. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. Then bring out the calf that has been fattened and kill it. Let us eat and make merry. For my son here was dead and has come to life again, was lost and is found.' So they began their merrymaking. The elder son, meanwhile, was away on the farm, and on his way home he drew near the house, and he heard the music and dancing. Whereupon he called one of the servants and asked what all this meant. He told him, 'Thy brother has come back, and thy father has killed the fattened calf, glad to have him restored safe and sound.' At this he fell into a rage and would not go in. When his father came out and tried to win him over, he answered his father thus, 'Think how many years I've lived as thy servant, never transgressing thy commands, and thou hast never made me a present of a kid to make merry with my friends. And now, when this son of thine has come home, one that swallowed up his patrimony in the company of harlots, thou hast killed a fatted calf in his honor.' He said to him, 'My son, thou art always at my side, and everything that I have is already thine. But for this merrymaking and rejoicing, there was good reason. Thy brother here was dead and has come to life again, was lost and is found.'" Two sons. Both were far from the father's heart. One returned, and we don't know about the other. Friend, you may have wandered away from God. In fact, we all have. The question is, have you come to yourself? Have you returned telling him that you've sinned and you want him to save you?